always revisit it. But if you make a move in the middle of the year, sometimes it starts so people that have already spent some money toward their deductible or whatever, technically we can kind of get that back for them, but you have to file the claim, collect EOBs. It's just kind of a hassle. And Mrs. Mueller and I have spoken at length about this, trying to walk through it. And we feel like at this point that the best thing to do would be to send out an educational email to the staff, tell them kind of where we are, the reasoning behind, you know, staying where we are for now, and just let them know that we're going to continue to monitor the situation. So with that, I'll ask for any questions. Oh, and I'm sorry, before I do that, on the right-hand side, we did go ahead and get a quote from MetLife, who did have your coverage before. It is basically $1,000 a month more for the county to switch back over to them. And again, they claim that they're trying to resurrect or keep their in-network status at some of these providers that have gone exclusively with Delta. But my understanding of that contract, if they sign it, that they can't do that. So MetLife would be out of network at the primary care physicians, although they would pay at the 99th percentile, so the employee would probably not be billed much. It would be a small amount that they would be balance billed, if anything. But we included that quote in your packet as well. Now I'll really be quiet.
Thank you.
So if you choose to go with, I'm going to use Parkris, for example, then you just pay your own bill.
Typically, and this is one of the negative sides of the Delta arrangement is, they wouldn't characterize it that way, but I do, is that the dentist likely will require the patient to pay for the exam up front. And the reason for that is that Delta pays the member directly, as opposed to Parkcrest will go ahead, it's our understanding, and file the claim for the patient. But then the money, the check, will get sent directly to the patient as opposed to the provider. And therefore, typically in that situation, the provider, understandably, requires their money up front, and then the employee gets reimbursed in whatever that amount is.
That's just it, though. Some of the employees may not have the money to put up front.
But you're saying that Delta will pay a percentage of the services, I keep using Parkcrest. They'll pay a percentage of it, but not as much as if you went to Dr. Woodward or Dr. Willard.
Dr. Woodward, not because he's out of network. Oh. But Dr. Willard or Branson Dental, where.
Oh. So now for Dr. Woodward, you say that's where we have several. Then they don't pay the same amount for the coverage when you go to him as they do to one of the others?
Well, I understand Dr. Woodward doesn't participate in any network. So he doesn't take Delta, he doesn't take...
Yeah. And never has, so there's no change there.
The majority go. I can go back to Parkcrest then, mm-hmm. Who normally have all... so they'll pay, but not as much as if you went to one of their preferred...
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. They're reimbursing about $80 of whatever the total cost is. That's what they're reimbursing. So that's about, from what I've seen from like Woodward, that's about $60 out of pocket for the employee.
But that's going on today. So this doesn't change anything with Dr. Woodward's practice because he's already out of network and has chosen to be, and the people that have gone to him, that's already how it's been working.
Yeah.
So that's no real change for the staff.
And it doesn't matter what insurance we go with, that'll always be the same.
Well, I'll go back to
that was a question.
Parkcrest.
Correct. Doctor, to my knowledge, that practice does not accept any insurance. I think they will file insurance, but I don't think they accept anybody in network.
Is that the way they do it, Mike? But they're not paying as, percentage-wise, they're not paying as good.
The in-network dentists have accepted a lower fee, mm-hmm. and so that's part of it, right? So that if it's $80 that Delta's paying for the out-of-network, maybe they pay $90 or $100 to the in-network doctor, but then if Mrs. Mueller's example, then that practice must be charging $140 for a visit if they're getting 80 back and having to still owe 60.
Yeah.
So it's and certainly there are pros and cons to each, but the reality is that you know, again, we can't solve the Dr. Woodward thing because he's not,
no.
We don't have
mm-hmm.
a dentist or a
yeah.
carrier that he takes, so.
And maybe his charges are cheaper than the others, so that maybe the customer might.
And, you know, people choose to go there.
It is a case. I suspected for him to have that many, still, that there had to be something there.
And convenient, here in Forsyth and whatever, so. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Thanks for keeping us up to date on it.
And we will work with Mrs. Mueller. We'll craft an email. Obviously, the commission will be aware of that. But that way, you know what you're talking about if somebody comes to you with a question.
Yeah. It's a big savings to the county over mm-hmm. it. It just costs the employee that chooses that. It costs him a little more.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, right?
Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I'll take my leave.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Taney County Commission records disposal list to the county clerk.
I think she said these are all in microfilm, are they not? So.
Is this what Leslie was doing?
I think so.
If it is, she's put them all on.
Microphone.
Worked with record,
yeah.
Move to approve the records disposal list to the county clerk as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We'll be in recess. I've got 9:24. A.M. and we are scheduled upstairs for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion and then executive session for section 610.021(1) and 3, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.